Go, Rachel shouted. I can't hold him much longer. She rode the giant alligator like a wild horse that had to be broken. Jawzilla, an enormous, slimy, scaly, mean-faced gator, had been magically transported into the principal's office from the zoo by Zack King's magical snapbacks, and it was about to get loose. Three other kids, including Zack, scrambled to keep away from the gator's snapping jaws. Zack knew what he had to do. Rachel couldn't hold Jawzilla forever. He grabbed his magical snapbacks, which operated like portals from one cap to the other, and tricked the gator into jumping into the one cap. Then Zack spun around and flushed the other cap down the toilet into the principal's private bathroom. The gator vanished down the toilet, which gurgled briefly and then exploded spectacularly, spraying water all over the trashed office. Those were the days, Aaron sighed as he watched the alligator video on his phone, for what must have been the 100th time. Man, I wish you still had your magic. Tell me about it, Zack agreed as the two boys walked across the parking lot towards the front entrance of the mall. He yanked his distracted friend out of the way of an oncoming car. It's like I'm right back where I started. Nowhere. It had actually been only a few weeks since Zack's magical snapbacks had been wrecked, but he was already tired of being an ordinary kid. Zack came from a whole family of modern-day magicians. All the kings had a unique object that enabled them to use magic, and Zack was all too aware that to save his friends, he might have flushed his magic powers away forever. Or had he? The clear glass doors of the mall entrance tempted Zack. Once, not too long ago, he had somehow passed through a similar door like a ghost. Maybe he could still pull off that trick, even without his snapbacks. It was worth a try. Get your phone camera ready, he told Aaron, who was all about capturing cool stuff on video. I'm going for it. Again? Zack had been trying to restart his magic for weeks without success, but this time would be different, just because. Taking a deep breath, he backed up to get a running start, then sprinted straight towards the closed door. In his head, he imagined himself passing through the solid glass as though it wasn't there. I can do this, he thought. I have to do this. Wham! His face collided with the door. Instead of passing through it, he bounced off it, stumbling backward into Aaron, who yelped in protest. Puzzled shoppers stopped to stare at Zack, who felt like a total dork. His nose didn't feel too great either. Ouch, he said, clutching his bruised beak. Aaron checked his phone. I'm guessing that's not what you wanted me to film. Not exactly. Zack sighed and shook his head. I was sure I could do it again. There's got to be a trick to it. We just need to work together to figure it out, Aaron offered helpfully as the friends entered the mall and made their way to the food court. Zack's nose was still smarting as they settled into a booth at a diner-style fast food place and treated themselves to milkshakes and a big plate of fries. The mall diner was one of Zack and Aaron's favorite spots. The fries were crispy, the burgers were cheap, no one rushed them out, and there was always a buzz of activity around. Hungry shoppers streamed past them as Aaron couldn't resist playing the alligator video again. Zack noted that the video, their most popular ever, had just rolled past 50,000 views. He wondered how many of those were just from his friend watching it again and again and again. Seriously, dude, we gotta do something, Aaron insisted, nervously tugging on the collar of his shirt like he was trying to escape from it. No magic means no more cool YouTube videos, which means we're gonna start losing subscribers quick, which means we're gonna be yesterday's news. We have to find a way to get your mojo back. Aaron's videos of Zack's magic tricks had helped them both become a little more popular at school and online, so Zack couldn't blame his friend for wanting to keep the videos coming after being picked on for years. As for Zack, he was still new to public school, having been homeschooled for most of his life, and the online magic tricks had made fitting in a whole lot easier. Neither of the boys was exactly part of the in crowd these days, like Trisha or considered as cool as Rachel, but they weren't at the bottom of the food chain anymore either. Magical objects just don't grow on trees, you know, Zack said. Well, except for my Uncle Elvis's object. He has a magical leaf. The dude gets super nervous every fall. It's not easy to find one lost leaf if it's been swept up in a huge pile. I'm serious, Aaron continued. We can't start coasting on reruns. We need new content to protect our brand. Our brand? Sure, Aaron explained. We're the magic trick guys. We gotta keep doing bigger and more eye-popping magic tricks, or our audience will go somewhere else.